Here's the story of Act Two. Ecgbert, aimlessly hunting in the forest, hears a distant rustling. Just as he shoots, he sees his target is Walther. The arrow hits Walther, and he is killed. Albrecht's childhood memories and fears have been awakened by Walther, and she becomes ill and near death. Ecgbert, burdened with worry, visits the nearby city seeking distraction. He meets a compassionate stranger, Hugo, who befriends him. But as their intimacy deepens, Ecgbert becomes suspicious of Hugo. He thinks that Hugo even begins to resemble Walther. Ecgbert rushes away and finds himself in the landscape Berthe described in her childhood tale. His thoughts still on Walther, he thinks that even a passing peasant looks just like Walther. He hears the bird singing and finally comes to the secluded hut where the old woman of Berthe's story lives. The old woman reveals that she, Walther, and Hugo are the same person. And she tells Ecgbert that Berthe was his sister who had been given away in early childhood by their father. "Why have I always suspected this dreadful thought?" cries Ecgbert. "You once heard your father mention it when you were a child." Ecgbert falls to the ground, insane and dying. The bird's tale is over, and it flies away.